Good morning.
Hello.
Julian, I know that before Christmas you had an opportunity to pray for a work colleague of yours. Could you first of all tell us a bit about what was wrong with her?
Yeah, this is a lady who is the receptionist for the building where I work. And I'd noticed for some months that she had quite a nasty back problem, and sometimes I'd come in the mornings and she's sitting awkwardly on a chair, and she brings my post up to me in the mornings, and she'd kind of be sort of, you know, hobbling along like this, and it came and went apparently, but I used to sort of say to her, you know, how's the back, and think, I should offer to pray for you, but I'm just going to put it off for a while. So that went on for several months. So
great. Well, I find that quite encouraging personally. But so how did you end up offering to pray for her, and what happened when you prayed?
I think I just bit the bullet really at one point. I think I've just got to do this now or never kind of thing. And so I said, you probably think I'm a complete nutter, but I would love to pray for you if that's okay. I think I said something like, in our church we've seen some people healed of back stuff and other things, and would that be okay? And she said straight away, yeah, sure, straight away. She was really happy with that. So, shall I carry on, or do you want to ask another question? Yeah. Always a bit confused, how, you know. So I said, well, whereabouts does it hurt then? And I said, you put your hand on the place. So she put her hand on the back, and I put my hand on her hand, and I just said a really simple prayer. And I said, so anything going on down there? What's happening? And she said, well, I can feel something's going on, all clicking and, you know, weird. And so I said, okay, well, let's pray some more. So we prayed again, just briefly, for a minute or two. And that was it for then, really. That was a Friday. And the following Monday, I saw her, and I said, how is it? She said, it's so much better. She was kind of, I haven't said this before, she had, she'd been doing horse riding and a number of other things, had to give all that up because apparently that's quite bad if you've got a back problem, all sort of the, you know, the up and down movement. And so she'd had to give up a number of things. She'd been having osteopath appointments at 40 quid a shot, which were cleaning her out of quite a lot of money. And so I was just really, really felt for her with all that. So that's partly what prompted me to offer to pray for her. But I spoke to her just the other day, just after Christmas. I hadn't seen her for a while. So I said, you know, how is it? And she said, it's great. I've now been horse riding again, and it's absolutely fine. She said, I'm actually touch wood, kept, you know. So I thought, okay, that's fine. I'll touch something else, but you can touch wood. That's fine. I touch something a bit better than wood. But I thought, okay. And so, yeah, she said, you know, it hasn't come back at all. Wow. So, but I still want to check it out every now and again, but just to check that it's authentic. But God seems to genuinely touch it. So I said to her, do you think that's because we prayed, or just think that's some fluke thing? She said, well, it's definitely something about that, because, wow, you know, it hasn't happened since then. And so something about, I forget, she mentioned something about Jesus, you know, believe something or other. But
that's amazing, isn't it?
So, yeah, something's happened.
Thank you so much, Julian. That's brilliant.
It's a pleasure. Can I just say one more thing? Some of you probably think this is for the super Christians, but it isn't, really isn't. And I hesitated so many times before asking if I could pray for her. And you haven't got to be any standard or any body. I mean, one of the songs we sang said, though I've something like I've failed 1,000 times. And it isn't about how good you're doing or how perfect your life is or anything like that. It really isn't. It's just about saying, well, I know that God can heal people. And I think I had a certainty that when I prayed for her, she would get healed. I just had it was a gift of faith. I don't know what it was. But it isn't for the super Christians. It's just for all of you guys, all of me, you know, all of us. So
that's great. Thank, can we thank Julian?